perceiver and the perceived, but this quality of a mind in which there is contradiction. So I ask myself, why does contradiction exist? One of the factors is ideal, obviously. The other factor is measurement. Quite. Same thing, sir. We said ideal, which is I don't like it. I must not. I must be. Or comparison. Right? Which is measurement. As long as I am measuring myself, comparing myself with you, who are more intelligent, bright, and all the rest of it, there must be contradiction from what is and what I should be. No? So can the mind be free of all comparison? No, sir, no, I've explained. We asked, why does this division exist in the human mind? We say it exists because one of the factors for its existence is an ideal, either in the future or deeply embedded in the unconscious. And one of the factors of this contradiction is comparison, measurement. When I compare myself with you, you are important, not what is a fact, right? When you compare in a school one boy against another boy, the brighter you are sacrificing, you are destroying B, who is not so clever as A. Right? These are all simple factors. So that's one of the reasons why this division exists. This division exists also because we are educated in this. You're always comparing. In the business world, in the artistic world, in the world of psychology, and in the world of religious organization. There is the priest, the archbishop, bishop, you know, the racket.